Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The marquee game was the Chiefs and the Browns. We know the Chiefs are obviously legit. The Browns have been coming for the past year or so. And today we're joined by one of the great players in the NFL. That is All-Pro tight end Travis Kelce. Travis, Tiki, and Tierney, how you doing, man?
What's going on, fellas?
Oh, good.
It's a beautiful day, man. Gotta love a nice Tuesday after a win on Sunday.
Yeah, you do gotta love that because it's your off day. And I can't wait for you to convince my wife to wash my clothes in cold water with Tide.
Oh, we'll
get to that in a second. But, you know, you've been lucky, Travis, because you've won a Super Bowl and you've been to a couple. You're one of the greats in the game right now. You're helping revolutionize the tight end position. But tell me, from the perspective of winning and losing, how you keep yourself focused when it feels easy. You know what I mean? Because you guys keep getting there. How do you keep yourself focused? Because the Browns challenged you guys, obviously, on Sunday, and you guys come back and you win that one. But how do you keep the focus when it feels like it's easy?
I mean, first of all, it's never easy in the National Football.
True, but you know what I mean.
I hear you, and I just want to reiterate that. And I think, like you said earlier, it's had the most underdog wins since the 80s in week one. And it's just, it just shows you what it is week in and week out. And I think we have great leadership here in Kansas City. Coach Reed does an unbelievable job of challenging us not only every single day of every single year, but every week presenting a challenge that we have to live up to. You know, that.
Yeah, I think, Mike, let's patch Travis back in there. Obviously, we want to have a nice conversation with the one of the great, great players in the NFL. He's going to be 32 in October. Been around a little bit.
He doesn't feel like it.
He doesn't.
He feels still young and energy.
Still looks young. Still great.
That's right.
I think we have Travis back. Travis, you there, bud?
Yes, I am. I was just saying how we got great leadership in Coach Reed.
Yeah.
To get us ready week in, week out. Never a dull moment. Never a moment to lax or get laxed. And it's just lackadaisical. And it's just, you know, always trying to strive forward and live up to the challenges that he presents. And this week it's the Baltimore Ravens with a great defense. They love to blitz and like to play man coverage. We got to be ready for it.
No doubt. And I know you were probably locked into that game last night doing a little advanced scouting. What the Ravens are bringing to the table against the Raiders, you guys will dive in now and really start to install. You know, this is going to probably sound like an odd question, but maybe as the guy who didn't play in the NFL of the three of us here, maybe I'll take the easy way out. If I were you, I would prefer to play, you know, one of these dog teams in week one. You know, who the hell, you know, you guys don't get a ton of reps during the summer, the veterans. And, you know, you've been around since, I think, 2013. You were drafted 2013, 2014.
Correct.
So would you rather ease into the season or as a competitor play a really good team like the Browns right out of the chute?
I want to play the best teams every single week, man. That game was awesome, and it was fun for me. One, because we won, but also because of, you know, how we did it, and we did it against a really good football team. I think as a competitor, and it's just me throughout my entire life, I've always wanted to play the best. I want to see where I match up with the top dogs or the ones that, you know, are having the most success, and I want to go out there and I want to get a piece of that, man.
Yeah, no, you love that, but I gotta ask a non football question, Travis. Why'd you shave the stash?
Looks good.
I think it looks good, but
looks
why'd
good.
You shave it? It was like a signature.
Oh, man. Sometimes you just got to get a new look, man. You know, just seeing yourself in the mirror. You know, I hadn't seen my face in forever because my that I rocked last year. I forgot what my chin looked like. So, no, in all honesty, I was doing some fun stuff with Mustache Mondays during training camp and trying to jump on board with Coach Reed and the stash gang. And then from there, I had an appearance. somewhere, and I couldn't just walk in there with a mustache looking silly, so I just shaved it all off.
Travis, I was going to say, it's not because you saw a gray hair. It's not because you spotted a gray hair, is it?
No, I embrace the grays. Yeah. I embrace it.
Hey, guess what, Travis? Travis, I do not. I am completely shaving my head and my face because my brother keeps a beard, and it's so great.
Yeah,
dude.
It
I'm
is.
Just like, you look old.
You don't like that salt and pepper?
I don't like the salt and pepper at all. Hey, the other thing, this is non-football again. I've been calling you Travis Kelce forever. And then you tell me, and your brother tells me it's Kelce. Like,
oh, that's right.
I feel bad, man. What do you do, man?
I don't feel bad. I still go by Travis Kelce. I was just saying that a lot of people on my father's side, which is the Kelce side or the Kelce side, pronounce it Kelce. And I think my dad, my entire life, and I grew up, he kind of worked from home for a majority of my life. And he would answer the phone, yellow, Ed Kelce. So all I know is my last name is Kelce. He got a little lazy, I guess, changed it somewhere along the way because everybody was just calling him Kelce instead of Kelce.
That's awesome.
And the pronunciation, so he just kind of rolled with it.
That's hysterical.
Fighting it.
I mean, he got lazy on...
That's exactly where it came from.
We have the clarification now, but he got lazy on a two-syllable name. Thank God it wasn't like a six-syllable name. He would have forgot everything, right?
Everybody just botched it.
We're talking to Travis Kelce, all-world tight end. Let me ask you this. I mean, we have speculated. For 3 years, we've done the song and dance. Every year, November, December, which team's going to be firing coaches, which guys should be getting a real look, which coaches get whacked on Black Monday. I want your thoughts as to why Eric Bieniemy does not have a job. But more importantly, I think, because I think a lot of people guess at this. Some people say, well, it's Andy Reid doing everything, and Eric's just there for the ride. And I don't know that, I don't think that that's true, but I want to know from one of his star players exactly the input and the influence that Bieniemy has. Can we solve this once and for all?
Yeah, he's one of the best leaders that I've ever met in my life, and that's as a professional, as a man, he holds guys accountable throughout the building. That's not even talking about his X's and O's and what he knows as an offensive coordinator, and the plays that he can come up with week in, week out to put his players in the best position to succeed. But I don't get it. I know that I would love to play for him. I know any organization would be lucky to have him as a coach, let alone a head coach. But like I said, he's one of the best leaders I've ever been around and one of my favorite guys in the building. I'm just going to go ahead and keep reaping the benefits of him being a Kansas City Chief as long as I can.
I don't blame you, dude.
Knowing that he should have an opportunity to be the head coach of a football team here soon.
No doubt. So, again, that's a great scouting report, and I figured that you would say that, and I know that you mean that. But if it's like 3rd and 7, and, you know, there's like a discrepancy on what play should be run, is Eric making the call or is Coach Reid making that call?
Well, I think Coach Reid always kind of makes this this. I don't say it's silly, kind of. It's kind of funny that he says it, but it's true. I mean, he has 51%. So, Coach Reid, he's the creator of this offense, and I'm pretty sure he's the one that's dialing up the majority of the plays. I'm not in the headset, so I'm not 100% sure, but that's what I would assume. But I know the team aspect, right? They're bouncing ideas off of each other every single time out. That's what I do see, and I know that Eric Bieniemy has a lot of input on what goes on out there on that field, both mentally and when he gets the chance to, you know, be a coach and encourage guys and be that motivator. He helps out this team so much in that regard, too.
Yeah, no, we champion him on this show every year. Same thing over and over again. Eventually, you know, the tide will go his way. And speaking of tide,
there we go. Look at this guy.
You know, America's tide. Number one laundry detergent. You announced an initiative with the NFL to hopefully inspire 80 million households to switch to cold water washing. Why should we do this, Travis?
Turn to cold, baby. We're trying to save the planet. Uses a little bit less energy. For the right reasons, Tide and the NFL have teamed up to encourage everybody to turn to cold. Stop using the hot water, like you guys said. It saves your energy bill, and it in terms of what you're paying on your energy bill. But at the end of the day, it's overall just better for our planet. And, you know, one of the fun things I'm doing with Tide is I'm actually the voice of a washing machine, a Tide washing machine. That's right. Everybody has a chance to win it. You just have to go on Tide.com. pledge to turn to cold. And when you do that, you enter to win a possibility to get a washer where I hype you up every time you turn that thing.
Wow. Give us a sample. Give us a sample.
Turn to cold, baby.
BT's trying to get you to do a sample, Travis, so he can see if you're going to be good at WWE when you retire.
Oh, this guy would be a great rave. But you know what? I don't know if he should be a heel. He's too likable to be a heel.
Yeah.
But his mic skills can lead him to be a great heel. Mm-hmm. So that would be that's a tough call. And I'm a big wrestling guy, Travis. I don't know.
I hear you. I grew up in the golden ages, man. Stone Cold and The Rock, baby.
That's right.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Hey, let me ask you one more football question, Travis. You know, getting to and winning a Super Bowl is phenomenal. I never done it. My brother did. I was there for him, and I kind of lived it vicariously through him. But I did lose one, the Ravens, back in 2000. And it was depressing, and it was hard to imagine. How do we get back to this spot? Now, we heard a lot about your quarterback, Pat Mahomes, and how he responded, like, I got to do this, and I was pressing. I was trying to make too many things happen. How are you guys, because your team is mostly intact, how are you guys handling that, what we call, it's a cliche, and it's maybe not even true, that post-Super Bowl hangover and keeping yourself focused on going forward to try to get there again?
Yeah, I think it kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier in great leadership, you know, not getting complacent. Feeling like you still got that chip on your shoulder to do better. How we performed in the Super Bowl wasn't very characteristic of us, and we know that. And I take pride in that. There's a lot of honor in going out there and doing the right things for the guys around me and making those plays for the guys around me. And I didn't do that to my full capability last year. So I mean that's why we got a chip on our shoulder to go back and try and win another Super Bowl. But as a competitor, I mean, if you're not getting fired up week in, week out to keep getting better and to keep finding ways to win football games, man, you're in the wrong. You're in the wrong. I think the complacency can sneak up on you, but it's real, and you just got to be aware of it.
Yeah, no, you're definitely right. But it's going to be a lot harder this year. I know you've seen this because we've been watching it from afar. The division is getting good with the Chargers and obviously Raiders. They won, mm-hmm. you know, last night, which is a little bit surprising, and even Denver. So as you look at the division, I mean, people are I don't want to say they're catching up because it's hard to catch up with all the talent you guys have, but people are learning how to win in the AFC West. It's becoming part of, you know, that old cliche. You got to win your division to get the postseason. How are you guys trying to keep ahead of a division that's catching up?
Well, we keep evolving as a team. You know, the biggest thing is that year in, year out, you have to evolve, or else you're going to get schemed up in this league and your win percentage is going to go down. So that's where I think we just keep finding ways to win football games is keep evolving as a team with the personnel, with the type of schemes that we have. I know that I'm pretty sure every single team in the division won this past weekend.
Yep.
And that everybody, with everybody, you know, being that great in this division, it's tough. You know, you got to play everybody twice, and it's hard to beat a team twice, man. I'll tell you that. So we already have had a lot of battles in years past. Divisional games always seem to be just a score difference. And it's just, we know we're always going to get, you know, a fight, a dog fight, big time dog fight every single time we play the Raiders, Chargers, or the Broncos.
Hey, man, really good having you on the show, Travis. That's a 6-time Pro Bowler. He's got more coming. 3 All-Pros, more coming. Super Bowl champ, maybe more coming. Good luck with the Tide Initiative. I speak for America when I say this. We love watching you guys play.
No
love
doubt.
Watching you guys do your thing, man.
You know it, fellas. Don't forget to turn the cold, baby.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.